Vladimir Putin was re-elected in Russia this weekend, which was not much of a surprise. His country faces a deadline in the UK this week related to several diplomats there. Joining me for our weekly look at the big international stories in the coming days is the BBC's Camilla Mills. And Camilla, the deadline for 23 Russian diplomats to leave England is looming. What's happening with that?
Yes, Mark, as I'm sure many of your listeners know, relations between the UK and Russia have deteriorated rapidly over the past few weeks as they've been embroiled in a row over a nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy and his daughter here in the UK. Now, Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were found unconscious on a bench in Salisbury on March 4th, and they both remain critically ill in hospitals. So the UK government says that they were poisoned with a nerve agent of a type developed by Russia, but the Russian government denies any involvement in the attack. Here is our diplomatic correspondent, James Landale.
Some people were saying originally, oh, this is the sort of thing that happens in the dark underbelly of the intelligence world. Occasionally, old spies who betrayed their country get knocked on the head, and it's the sort of thing that happens. I think what the line that the British government is saying is that this is not normal. This is definitely out of the ordinary.
So in response to this attack last Wednesday, the UK's Prime Minister, Theresa May, gave 23 Russian diplomats a week to leave London as she accused Russia and the state of being directly, quote, culpable. Now, the deadline for those Russian diplomats to leave is tomorrow. And in retaliation to all of this, just this past weekend, the Russian Foreign Ministry said 23 UK staff would be expelled from the UK embassy in Moscow, also within a week. Here's our diplomatic correspondent, James Landale, again.
This is now an international situation that I think all Western countries are now having to come to terms with. The fact that what happened on British soil is just the latest example of what Western diplomats and particularly European diplomats see as a pattern of behaviour by the Russian Federation that is now seen as a threat to all Western countries.
So as James just said there, there has been a lot of international reaction. The US, Britain, Germany and France have released a joint statement strongly condemning the nerve agent attack as, quote, an assault on UK sovereignty. And they've agreed that it was highly likely that Russia was behind it. Now, Russia continues to say that Britain must either show proof of its allegations or apologise. But we may soon have a few more answers. Today, international experts have begun work here in Britain to verify the type of nerve agent used.
Camilla, Chinese President Xi Jinping is going to address the National People's Congress in Beijing tomorrow. Any sense of what we can expect him to say?
Well, this address comes just over a week after the term limits on the Chinese presidency were removed. President Xi will outline some of the reforms he hopes to make. I spoke to Howard Zhang from the BBC's Chinese service about this speech. Here he is outlining what he expects Mr. Xi to talk about.
If it's in keeping with his own personal style, highly unlikely he'll give any details. It's all about the big kind of blue sky thinking, but the announcement of establishment of a overarching supervisory commission that basically can investigate anybody, any organization, any company in the country, and almost bigger than the law itself. So that's a biggie.
Howard also told me that there's been a mixed reaction in China to President Xi's removal of presidential term limits. People are mainly silent on the issue in public, but in private, many people will be voicing their dismay and anger. Now that's especially coming from the older generation, who have been through all of the turmoils of the Cultural Revolution and Mao's one-man rule. But supporters of President Xi say China needs concentration of power to push through new reforms.
Camilla, on Wednesday, a big story to watch in Africa, a major trade summit in Rwanda. What's happening there?
Yes, it's the Africa Free Trade Summit, which is an attempt to bring a unified free trade agreement among all 54 countries in Africa. Now, it's a long-sought solution to a long-lasting problem that African countries often face higher tariffs within the continent than they do trading outside of Africa. I come from Zimbabwe, and as you may know, we've had severe food shortages over the years, which often means that we need to import food from neighbouring countries such as Botswana or South Africa. That's even just basics like flour or sugar. Now, these extra taxes make certain foods too expensive and unaffordable, and ultimately they can sometimes contribute to the overall problem. But here's the BBC's Nancy Kachungira to explain a bit more.
Kenya finds it easier to export tea and flowers to Europe than it does to Nigeria. And conversely, they're importing palm oil from Malaysia, even though Nigeria is one of the biggest producers of palm oil. So one strange thing that happens is you'll find tea originally from Kenya in Nigeria, but you might find out that it was imported from Europe.
So the sheer size of Africa and the number of countries there is a challenge to this idea of free trade. But here's a bit of background. When the European integration process started in the early 1950s, just 6 countries were involved, and as I've said, Africa has 54 countries. But more than 60 years later, the European Union now has 28 members.
Now, Camilla, a free trade area in Africa sounds like a good idea, but is there a hitch there?
Yes, unfortunately, just yesterday, i.e. at the last minute, Africa's most populous nation, Nigeria, announced it won't be attending the summit. And that's a problem because it's the largest economy on the continent. So not having Nigeria involved is a major blow. The president of Nigeria says he's not going to sign because Nigerian businesses are concerned about the impact of the agreement on them. So the meeting is still going ahead, but it may not be the major accomplishment that was hoped for.
All right, that's the BBC's Camilla Mills. Camilla, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Great to talk to you. Thank you, Mark.